and I'd like to thank you for coming.
谢谢大家今天来到这边。
Especially I'd like to thank all of the members of Herbalife Company.
特别谢谢赫宝福的会员。
And last time I came to Taiwan, we had a very nice talk with Alvin Chen and his wife Sunny.
上次我们来台湾的时候，跟陈婷还有她太太 Sunny 谈话。
They said maybe you would like to give a talk to Herbalife workers and owners, business owners.
曾经要求说，哦，也许你可以跟我们赫宝福的会员，还有一些事业企业家有个谈话，有个演讲。
So I said we would be very happy.
我说，哦，对，我们会很高兴。
Then I went to the airport to go home.
然后我回家的时候在机场。
There were, I think, 200 people, Herbalife owners.In the airport, they are going to Singapore.
我在机场刚好碰到大概两百多个正要去新加坡的赫宝福会员。
And we had a big party in the airport.
我们就在机场那边很大的 party.
I thought, yeah, really, I have to.
那我想说，哇，那我真的。
So first of all, I'd like to thank Alvin Chen and his wife Sunny.
对，谢谢啊，谢谢陈婷亚太太帮忙。
Also, I'd like to thank Jessica Sun Ho.
谢谢 Jessica Sun Ho
and her husband Rob Ho.
还有先生 Rob Ho.
Rob Ho worked with me for over 10 years, I think.
Rob 跟杰西一起工作超过十年。
Then last year she stole him.
是人把他偷走。
Now they got married.
现在我们结婚了。
But I'm very happy. They worked very hard.
让我高兴，工作很努力。
Also Jeffrey Toh.
还有谢谢左大哥、左子哥、
龙山师，
还有龙山，
孙红，
盛红
，and his wife 姚丽，
还有谢谢姚丽
，and Mercedes and Eric who are my personal assistants，
跟那个 Minho 是他的特别助理
，and they help all of these people help to make this event，
大家让这一次的活动能够成功。
So first we have to talk about fire extinguishers。
我们今天先讲到的是灭火器。
I have one.
我有灭火器。
I borrowed from the theater company.
我从这边借的。
So, you know, what is this for?
这是做什么用的？
What does this do?
这是做什么用的？
Puts out the fire.
是不是要消灭火用的？
Supposed to put out the fire.
把火消灭，对不对？
So suppose you are, you own a fire extinguisher company.
比如说你有这个灭火器公司
You are making fire extinguishers
你在制造灭火器
But actually you're a little bit greedy person
但是你有一点贪心
You want to make extra money
你想要多赚一点钱
So you don't put the foam inside Half of the fire extinguisher doesn't work
有一半的灭火器是不能用的因为你没有把泡沫放进去
You are selling 100 fire extinguishers
你卖一百个灭火器
50 are very good
五十个很好
50 are not working
另外五十个没有用
Then what will happen?
那会怎么样呢
Somebody will have a fire
有人会家里会失火
Somebody will try to stop the fire
有人会想要消灭火
But your fire extinguisher doesn't work
那可是灭火器却没有用
It's not good to sell something that doesn't work, okay?
所以卖一些没有用的东西是不好
But we have a problem
那我们有个问题
Buddha said,
佛陀说,
one day he said something very strange.
佛陀有一天说了很奇怪的话。
He said nothing works.
他说什么都没有用。
At all, nothing.
完全通通都没有用。
Car doesn't work.
车子没有用。
Light doesn't work.
灯也没有用。
Microphone doesn't work.
麦克风也可能会。
I have another thing. This is called.
我还有一个，这叫什么？阿司匹林。
This is aspirin. This is aspirin, yeah.
This is aspirin, 对不对？
If you are going to sell something, especially let's say you work for, you have a Herbalife.
你说你要卖东西。
Called proprietorship. You are selling Herbalife.
你说你在卖赫宝福的产品。
Then you shouldn't be selling like this fire extinguisher.
那你不应该像卖灭火器一样。
You want to sell something which works.
你一定要卖有效的东西。
If the Herbalife vitamins and all the products, if they work, then people are happy.
如果赫宝福的维他命产品很有效的话，大家都会很开心。
Easy to sell them.
很好卖。
So we have to talk about what does it mean work.
所以我们要谈论的是什么叫有效。
We can talk about aspirin.
我们可以讨论看看阿司匹林。
What I'm going to say is very strange.
我要讲的东西很奇怪哦。
You didn't hear this thing before.
你从来没听过。
Nobody is telling you how to sell things with this idea.
从来没有人教你用这样的方法来卖东西，这样的想法。
It's completely new idea.
是一个完全新的观念。
But I say, if you come tonight and tomorrow,
如果你今天跟明天晚上都来
，I can teach you how to sell, how to get rich selling.
我可以教你怎么致富。
I am a monk.
我是一个出家人。
My teacher told me after 8 years, he said, "You go to New York."
我老师过了八年以后跟我讲说，你自己走吧。
You start a company.
你去开个公司。
I said, "I'm a monk. I don't want to go start a company."
我跟老师说，我是个出家人，我不想开公司。
But in the monastery, you cannot say no to the big monk.
但是在寺庙里面，你不可以跟你的上司说不行，我不要。
You have to say yes, sir. Yes, sir.
你一定要说是是是。
But you can delay.
但是你可以慢慢的，你可以慢一点。
You don't have to say no.
你不用拒绝。
So I delay for 1 year, 2 years.
但我大概慢了一两年。
Then finally, he caught me.
终于他抓到我。
You go to New York.
你自己去做事情。
You start a business.
你开始的企业吧。
I said why?
我说为什么？
He said you learn many things in the monastery.
他说你在寺院里学了这么多。
But can you use them?
但你可以使用它吗？运用它吗？
In the real life.
在真实的生活里。
Can you use your Buddhist ideas?
可以利用佛法的观念。
To start a company.
来开一个公司吗？
Buddha said,
佛陀说，
You can change the whole world.
你可以改变整个世界。
If you have these ideas.
如果你有这个观念的话。
You can make a new world.
你可以创造一个新的世界。
No war.
没有战争。
No hunger.
没有饥饿。
No death.
没有死亡。
Buddha said this, with the idea you can do that.
佛陀说，有这样的观念你是可以这么做的。
Then my teacher said, "You don't have to do with whole world. You do with one company."
我上次说你不用对整个世界这么做，你开一个公司，一个公司就好。
You make one good company.
你开一个好的公司。
With these Buddhist ideas.
用这些佛法的观念。
We call diamond cutter ideas.
我们是说金刚的概念。
The oldest book in the world is the 金刚经。
在世界上最古老的书是金刚经。
The Chinese book, oldest printed book in the world is 金刚经。
它是最古老的印刷品，就是金刚经。
He told me, "You use 金刚经 to make a business."
我上司跟我说，你用金刚经来开创一个事业。
And you use this idea.
你就用这个观念。
So I started a business.
所以我就开始了一个企业。
We had 3 people.
我们有三个人。
And I have to borrow money.
我必须要借钱。
First day I went to New York. In my pocket I have $7.
第一天我去纽约的时候，我皮包里只有7块。
Just bus money.
只是坐车的钱而已，公车钱。
Last year, that company was bought by Warren Buffett.
去年是Warren Buffett 华伦巴菲特。
Last year he was number one richest person in the world.
去年他是全世界的首富，华伦巴菲特。
This year he dropped a little bit.
今年他掉下来了一点。
But now the company is $250 million per year.
现在那间公司$250 million.
And 10,000 people.
一万个员工。
In many countries.
在很多的国家。
So how did I do that?
我怎么做到的呢？
And how can you do it?
那你怎么做到的呢？
The reason we are here.
我们今天在这里的原因。
Explain to you.
要跟你解释的是
how to do that yourself.
要怎么做呢？你要怎么做呢？
At that time I was young.
那时候我很年轻。
I didn't have any business experience.
那时候我完全没有商业的经验。
I had no business education.
我完全没有受过商业的教育。
Just a few ideas.
我只有一些观念。
So I want to give you those ideas.
我想要把这些观念交给你。
They are very strange ideas.
很奇怪的观念。
They are very different ideas.
很不一样的观念。
But I think if you are, if you have herbal life company, you are doing herbal life.
如果你在做赫宝福的事业，
you can use this idea.
你也可以用这个观念。
And you can become successful.
你就可以很成功。
And you can make as much money as you want.
你也可以赚你想要赚的钱。
I stopped at 250 million, isn't it?
我想我大概在$250的时候我就停止，因为我觉得够了。
And you can use the same understanding you can use for a relationship.
你可以用一样的观念来运用在你的关系上。
You can learn to stay young.
你可以保持年轻。
By music.
可以弹音乐。
You can use the idea for everything.
你可以用这样的观念运用在任何一件事上。
So here we go.I want to teach you how to make more money with your Herbalife business or your other business.
我想要教你如何用你的赫宝福或任何其他的事业赚钱。
If you try it, you will make more money.
如果你试的话，你会赚更多钱。
If you don't try it, I don't know.
如果你不试，我就不知道。
But first, you have to understand aspen.
但你要先了解 aspen.
And these are new ideas.
这是新的。
Difficult idea.
很困难的观念。
So you have to try.
你要试试看。
On the paper,
在你的讲义里头
we put extra space.
我们有一些空格。
You can make a note.
你可以做笔记，在那个每个标题的中间。
About what we say.
我们所说的。
So now we are going to do page 2.
所以我们现在翻到第二页。
It says aspirin.
就是 aspirin 那个部分。
So I have to ask you some questions.
我想问你一些问题。
You can say vitamin, okay? You can say herbal life supplement.
你也可以说维他命啊，营养食品啊。
I'm going to say aspirin.
我要说 aspirin.
But you can think.
但是你可以想
herbal life supplement, vitamin, okay?
可以想维他命，想什么都可以。
So this says aspirin.
这个叫 aspirin.
And inside is some pill.
那里面，里面你可以看到药丸。
So I'm going to ask you some question.
我要问你一个问题。
What is this thing?
这是什么？
Aspirin. Is it a medicine?
是药吗？
是。Why?
为什么它是药？
What does medicine do?
药有什么功能？
Yeah, it takes away some pain.
它会带走你的痛苦。
You are sick.
你生病。
You have some pain.
你有些痛苦
then you take it.
那你就吃药
This is medicine.
这是药的作用
Is this medicine?
这是药吗？药吗？
You have to say yes or no.
你要说回答是还是不是
Or you don't get to go home.
不然就不会回家
Okay. You can say it's a medicine, right?
你可以说它是药，对不对？
What kind of medicine?
什么样的药？
Maybe most people
减轻疼痛
Most people use for headache.
大部分的头痛的时候是。
It will take away headache, am I right?
对不对？会把头痛带走。
So when you have headache, do you open this bottle?
那你头痛的时候会打开这个罐子吗？
You have to open the bottle.
你会一定要打开吗？
Then you take out pill.
你必须把药丸拿出
来。When you have headache,
你头痛的时候。
Then what do you do?
那你会怎么做？
You take it.
你吃嘛，对不对？
It's like herbal life vitamin same.
就好像维他命一样的。
You take it.
就吃嘛。
The headache should go away, right?
头痛应该就会不见，对不对？
Now, big question.
现在问你一个很大的问题。
Does the headache go away?
头痛一定会不见吗？
Huh? Yeah, maybe.
大概对不对？
Maybe go away.
可能会不见，对不
对？ Maybe not.
可能会。
This is a very strange answer.
所以这是一个很奇怪的药。
Your answer is very strange.
你们的回答也很奇怪。
You said this is medicine.
你们说它是药
，right?
对不对？
You said medicine to take away headache.
你说这个药是用来治头痛的、啊、
，right?
对不对
？Then you said when you take it, maybe headache go away.
那你们又说吃了以后可能头痛会好，可能。
If you go to the airport.
如果你去机场。
And you go to get on the airplane.
然后你上飞机。
And then you ask the stewardess.
然后你问那个空空小姐。
Is this a good airplane?
这个好吗？
They say yes, this is airplane.
这个这是飞机吗？是啊，这飞机。
Airplane means it should fly.
飞机应该飞嘛，对不对？
Sometimes fly.
有时候飞。
Sometimes fall down.
有时候会掉下来。如果空空小姐这样讲。
Will you get in the airplane?
你会登机吗？
No. But you take the But you take this pill and you don't know it's going to work or not, right?
但你又吃这颗药丸，你不知道有没有效，你还是吃，对不对？
You take it.
你还是吃。
Or you take Herbal Life some vitamin.
还是你吃维他命。
You don't know it's going to work or not.
你并不知道它到底是不是真的有效，
right?
对不对？
Yes or no?
是不是？
It's true.
真的就是这样。
You take it. You don't know headache will go away. Headache won't go away. You don't know.
你吃了，你并不知道头痛到底会不会不见。
If you don't know if the headache will go away or not, why do you take it?
如果你并不知道头痛到底会不会好，你为什么要吃？
If it works only sometimes, why do you take it?
如果有时候有效，那你为什么要吃？
Try. You have to try.
试试看嘛，对不对？
You don't have a choice.
你没有办法选择。
When you have a headache, you feel
头痛之后没有选择。
You have to try something.
你又想要试试看。
So I think you should eat a banana.
我想你应该吃香蕉。
Why you take aspirin?
为什么要吃阿司匹林？
Many times it will work.
因为很多时候有效。
Banana work only sometimes.
但有时候又只有有效。
You have to think about it, okay?
所以你要想一想。
You are taking this aspirin.
你吃这个阿司匹林。
But you don't know if it will work or not.
但你不知道它到底有没有效。
I say, if it works only sometimes, it doesn't work.
我是说，如果它只有有时候有效，我就说它这样就算没效。
If an airplane only flies sometimes, if an airplane falls down sometimes, it doesn't work.
如果飞机有时候飞得起来，有时候掉下来，那其实它是没有效的。
It's a bad airplane.
这是一个不好的飞机。
You shouldn't use this airplane.
你不应该搭这个飞机。
You should do what?
你应该怎么样？
Find a good airplane.
找一个好的飞机嘛。
Okay. If the person say this airplane fall down half time, I won't get in the airplane.
如果有人说这飞机有一半的时候会掉下来，我才不会登机。
I say, show me a good airplane.
所以让我知道哪一个是好飞机。
Doesn't fall down.
完全不会掉下来的。
Why don't you find a aspirin that works all the time?
为什么你不找一个阿司匹林，它永远都有效？
Why do you take the aspirin which works only half the time?
为什么你要去吃一个阿司匹林，它只有一半的时候有效？
Or maybe you can write to the aspirin company. I took the aspirin on Tuesday, my headache went away.
或者你可以写信给阿司匹林公司说，我礼拜二的时候吃头痛药，然后它头痛好了。
But on Wednesday I took aspirin, didn't go away.
可是礼拜三吃的时候它又没效。
Half time aspirin worked.
一半的时候有效。
Half time doesn't work.
一半的时候没效。
Please send me back half of my money.
请你还我一半的钱。
I think so. You should ask.
我觉得你们应该写信给阿司匹林公司。
But you see, you have a problem.
你看，但这之中有个问题。
In your world.
在你的世界里。
You don't have choice.
你没有选择。
You have to take aspirin.
你一定要吃阿司匹林。
If one aspirin doesn't work, you have to take two.
如果一个阿司匹林没效，你就只能吃两颗。
If two doesn't work, you have to take three.
如果两颗没效，你只能吃三颗。
If three doesn't work, you don't have choice. You have to have the pain. That's all.
如果三颗都还没效，没办法，你只好忍痛。
One important thing, okay?
有一个很重要的事。
You should stop living like that.
你不应该再用这样的方式过生活。
You should say, I don't want the aspirin that works sometimes.
我不要那样子，有时阿司匹林有时候有效的，我不要。
I want aspirin which works.All the time.
我要一个永远都有效的阿司匹林。
Some people take vitamin, herbal life vitamin.
有人吃维他命，赫宝福的维他命。
They feel strong.
他们觉得哇，很健康。
They feel healthy.
很强壮。
Some people take same vitamin.
有些人吃一样的维他命。
Get old, get sick, die.
但是还是会老，会生病，会死亡。
It's very strange.
很奇怪。
Aspirin.
阿司匹林。
Vitamin.
维他命。
Sometimes works.
有时候有效。
Sometimes doesn't work.
有时候没有效。
If you can find a vitamin.
如果你可以找到一种维他命。
Or if you can find an aspirin.
如果你可以找到一个阿司匹林。
Which will work every time.
每一次都有效。
How much can you sell?
你可以卖多少钱？
How much money can you make?
你可以赚多少钱？
See, try to think like that.
想想看。
If you can find a vitamin.
如果你可以找到一个维他命
，If you can find an aspirin，
找到一个阿司匹林
，It works for everybody，
每一个人吃了都有效
，Every time，
每一次都有效
，How much money can you make？
可以赚多少钱
？Everybody will ask you，
每一个人都会问
，Please sell to me，
每个人都说卖给我吧
，If you have the product，
如果你有这个产品
，Which works，
永远都有效。
All the time.
永远都有效。
Then everybody will buy.
每一个人都会跟你买。
So really, my idea tonight.
所以我今天晚上要说的是。
Tomorrow night.
还有明天。
We have to talk about.
我们要讲的。
What makes aspirin work?
到底是什么东西让阿司匹林有效？
Sometimes it works.
有时候有效。
Why?
为什么有效？
If we can understand.
如果我们可以了解。
Then we can also make vitamin.
那我们也可以用维他命。
It makes everybody strong.
让每一个人都强壮。
Then everybody will buy from you.
那每一个人都会跟你买。
And you can have a lot of money.
那你就可以有很多钱。
Some people ask me, money is a bad thing.
有人跟我说钱是不好的事。
You are a monk.
你是个出家人。
Why are you talking about money?
你为什么一直在讲钱？
I said, fire is also a bad thing.
我说火也是不好的东西啊。
Fire will burn your house.
火也会烧了你的房子啊。
But fire also cook your food.
但是火也可以用来煮饭啊。
If you use the fire with wisdom,
如果你用你的智慧来用火的话，
fire is a good thing.
火就是好的东西。
I think it's good to make a lot of money.
我觉得赚很多钱是件好事。
I am helping many, many thousand people.
我帮助好几千万人。
I use all the money for the poor people.
我把钱都给贫穷的人。
For 23 years.
23年来我都这样
giving the money to the
一直把钱捐出去全部都捐出去
My Lama said you have to buy a new shoe
我上次说你要买新鞋
Your shoe has a hole
你的鞋子有洞
I said it's okay I spent all my money
我钱都花光了没关系
Okay so you can it's good to have money
有钱是好事
You can help your family
你可以帮助你的家人
You can help many people
可以帮助非常多的人
So we have to talk about
我们要讲的是
How to make a vitamin?
要如何做一个维他命
？That makes everybody
可以让每一个人都健康强壮。
How to make an aspirin?
如何做一个阿司匹林
？Which takes away headache of all the people?
可以让每个人的头痛都好。
Then you don't have problem to sell them. Everybody will come.
那你就没有任何问题可以卖他们，每个人都会给你买。
It's a problem to sell aspirin or vitamin now.
现在卖维他命或阿司匹林是个问题。
You know why?
你也知道为什么。
You go to the other family.
你去别人家庭。
I have Herbalife company, small company.
我有一个小小的赫宝公司。
I'm just starting my new business.
我刚刚开始这个小的生意。
Will you buy the vitamin from me?
你会跟我买维他命吗
？Then they say, why should I buy?
他们会问你，我为什么要买
？This vitamin will make you strong.
然后你跟他说，这维他命会让你强壮哦。
They said, but yes, some people take those vitamins, doesn't make them strong.
可是他们可能会说，可是有些人吃这个并没有变强壮啊。
My cousin, he bought the Herbalife vitamin, he's sick.
我表兄妹买了这个赫宝福东西，但他还是生病啦。
Then you feel in your heart, you don't feel strong.
那你的心里就突然觉得虚弱了起来。
You feel like.You don't feel comfortable to sell it.
你突然觉得卖这个东西你不太舒坦。
I don't want to sell aspirin. If I sell her aspirin and she asks me, will it take away my headache?
我不想卖一个阿司匹林，然后客户会问我说，那这头痛会有效吗
？If I have to say, sometimes yes, sometimes no.
如果我要讲说有时候有效，有时候没效。
Then I don't feel happy to sell to her.
那我卖这个产品，我就不会不开心。
She will come back to me next week.
因为她下个礼拜就会回来找我。
Your aspirin didn't take away my.
你的阿司匹林头痛没效。
On Tuesday it worked.
礼拜二有效。
On Thursday didn't work.
礼拜四就没效。
Will you give me back half of my money?
你可以把一半的钱还我。
Then you don't feel happy to sell something which works sometimes.
你就不开心卖一些有时候有效的东西。
If you can find Aspirin, which works for everybody all the time.
如果你可以找到一种维他命，它永远对每一个人都非常有效。
Then you feel happy to sell.
那你就会卖得非常高兴。
Oh, take this aspirin.
你就跟他说，你吃这个阿司匹林，它可以帮你。
Every time.
每一次都有效。
Take this vitamin.
吃这个维他命。
It makes everybody strong.
让每一个人都健康。
Then when you sell it, you feel confidence.
那你卖的时候，你就觉得哇，好有信心。
You feel happy.
你就会觉得很快乐。
And then people understand everything.
每一个人都会理解。
They understand. Do you believe in this aspirin or not?
每个人都知道你是不是对这个产品有信心。
Do you believe in this vitamin or not?
你相信你这个产品吗
？They feel it.
他们可以感觉到的。
Then if you don't believe, then they won't believe.
如果你都不相信你的产品， 别人也不会相信。
If you don't believe and try to sell, they won't buy.
如果你不相信再去卖的话，别人也不会跟你买。
You need a aspirin which works every time. Then to sell that, you feel happy.
你必须要跟阿司匹林每一次都有效，你卖的时候才会开心。
You take this vitamin.
你吃这个维他命。
It will make you strong.
它会让你健康。
You will never get sick.
你永远不会生病。
That's a, then you feel happy to sell.
那你就会很开心的卖。
And also people, they feel that you are happy.
那别人也会感觉到你很开心。
Then they buy, they like to buy.
他们就会很喜欢跟你买。
And your business will get bigger and bigger.
那你的生意就会越来越好。
If you are selling this fire extinguisher,
如果你卖这个灭火器，
sometimes work, sometimes doesn't work.
有时候有效，有时候没效。
If you know it,
如果你知道。
You can't sell it.
你不能卖这样的东西啊。
You don't feel happy to sell it.
因为你卖了会不开心。
You don't feel confident.
你没有自信。
So now we have a big, big question.
所以我们现在有一个很大的问题。
How to make aspirin that works every time?
我们如何做一个阿司匹林永远都有效的？
You should think like that.
你要这样想。
Don't be lazy.
不要偷懒。
In the mind.
在你的脑海里。
Don't say, oh.All the aspirin works sometime and all the aspirin doesn't work sometime.
不要说哎，所有的阿司匹林都是有时候有效，有时候没效。
Don't be satisfied with that.
不要这样子就满足了。
When you have a headache,
当你头痛的时候，
you want aspirin to work.
你希望阿司匹林是有效的。
Same for your customer.
对你的客户也一样。
You have to think about your customer.
你要为你的客户着想。
They don't want to have headache.
他们不想要头痛啊。
They don't want to get sick.
他们不想生病啊。
They want you to sell them something that works.All the time.
他希望你卖给他的东西是永远每一次都有效的。
Now we have to ask, how does aspirin work?
我们现在问的是，那阿司匹林怎么样才有效？
This is whole new idea.
这个完全全新的观念。
So you have to listen.
你要仔细听。
I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
If you take aspirin,
如果你吃阿司匹林，
if the headache goes away,
头痛不见了。
What made the headache go away?
是什么让头痛不见的？
What? Yeah, inside.
在里面。
Inside the aspirin.
里面这个阿司匹林里面呢。
You know, aspirin is this aspirin has, I think 95% is just a filler.
我想这个阿司匹林95%只是填充物。
5% is real.
5%只是才是药。
And they mix together.
然后他们把它搅一搅，把它们混在一起。
Then they call in America, I don't know here, they call active ingredient.
在美国他们就说哦，活性成分。
Inside.
在里头的活性成分。
There is one chemical.
就也就是化学里面的活性化学药品。
Called aspirin.
叫阿司匹林的东西。
This is what takes away the headache, am I right?
是这个让头痛不见了，对不对？
It's not true.
其实不是哦。
Because sometimes you take the aspirin and the headache doesn't go away.
因为有时候你吃的时候还是头痛。
So, I took out some more pill.
所以我把更多颗药丸拿出来。
Are they the same?
他们都一样的药丸吗？
Same chemical?
同样的化学成分吗？
Should be.
应该是吧。
But some of them will work.And some of them will not work.
但是其中有一些应该有效，可是有其他的可能是没效的。
You have to understand that.
你一定要了解这个。
Is it true?
是不是真的是这样？
Some of them will work.
有些有效，对不对？
Some of them will not. Is it true?
有一些没效，是不是真的都这样？
True or not?
对不对？
You have to answer or you don't get refreshment.
你要回答哦，不然就吃不到点心。
True.
真的哦。
Some work, some don't work.
有些有效，有些没效。
Is the chemical the same inside?
化学成分是不是一样？
Should be, usually.
对不对？通常是这样。
So can we say?
但我们可不可以说？
The chemical inside is not what takes away your headache.
那我们是不是可以就下结论说，里面的化学成分并不是带走头痛的原因？
What is in the vitamin?
那维他命里面是什么呢？
Is not what makes you strong.
不是维他命里面的东西让你强壮。
Because some people take the vitamin and don't get strong.
因为有些人吃了并没有变强壮啊。
And some people take the aspirin and don't have a headache go away.
有些人吃阿司匹林还是头痛啊。
And the same person can take the same aspirin on two different days.
同样的一个人在同一个礼拜里面在不同天吃阿司匹林。
And the headache doesn't go away.
头痛也不一定会走。
So there's a big thing you have to understand.
所以有一个很大的观念你必须要了解。
What takes away your headache?
到底是什么让头痛消失的？
Is not in the aspirin.
让头痛消失的东西并不在阿司匹林里。
What makes you strong?
让你强壮的东西。
Is not inside the vitamin.
并不在维他命里。
It's coming from someplace else.
是从某一个别的地方来的。
What gives aspirin the power to take away your headache?
到底是什么东西让阿司匹林有力量可以带走你的头痛呢？
Why some people take vitamin get strong?
为什么有些人吃了维他命变强壮？
Some people take vitamin, nothing happens.
有些人吃了什么也没有，看不出来。
If you are going to sell vitamin,
如果你要贩卖维他命的话，
you must think about this.
你一定要想一想这件事。
Why?
为什么？
You want your customer to get strong.
因为你要你的客户强壮啊。
You are not just trying to sell vitamin.
你并不是只是要卖维他命而已。
You want them to become strong.
你希望他们变强壮啊。
You don't want them to become sick.
你不希望他们生病啊。
If your customer take Herbalife vitamin, they get sick, they're going to call you.
如果你的客户吃了赫宝福的维他命，然后生病，他一定会打给你的。
I bought your vitamins for 2 years.
我买了你东西买了两年。
I bought the anti-cold immunity vitamin from you.
我吃了我跟你买那个不会感冒的、啊、不会感冒的，为什么还在咳嗽？
But now I have a cold.
为什么我现在会感冒呢？
If you are selling them, you feel bad.
如果你卖东西给他们，你一定会感觉很不好。
You need to understand what makes it work.
你要了解是什么东西让它有效的。
To understand that thing.
了解这件事
is difficult.
是很困难的。
To understand that thing is new thinking.
要了解这件事是一个全新的观念。
But if you can sell vitamin which works every time, oh, how many people will buy from you?
如果你可以卖一个维他命是永远都有效的话，有多少人会跟你买？
You can become rich person.
你可以变一个有钱人。
Then you can use the money, you can help many people.
你可以用这个钱来帮助很多人。
I think it's good to be rich.
我觉得有钱很好啊。
You can help many people.
你可以帮助非常多人。
But to understand this thing,
但是了解这件事，
you have to learn to think very deep.
你要学习要思想思考的很深。
One good thing to learn,
有一件很好的事可以学，
is meditation.
就是禅坐静心。
Meditation is not just for the monk or the nun.
禅坐静心并不是指给出家人做的。
It doesn't mean you close your eyes, think about nothing.
并不是说你眼睛闭起来，然后就什么都不要想。
Meditation makes your mind strong.
静心禅坐会让你的脑能更强壮。
And you should learn to meditate a little.
你必须要学会一点点禅坐。
This week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we will have special retreat.
这个礼拜的三四五会有一个僻静会。
Mainly for Herbalife business owners.
主要是为赫宝福的人所举办的。
We will teach you how to meditate.
我们会教你如何禅坐静心。
And if you cannot come, Saturday and Sunday there is a special workshop.
如果你不能来的话，礼拜六的礼拜日会有个特别的进阶工作坊。
Teach you how to meditate.
会教你如何静心禅坐。
If you know how to meditate, oh, you can sell a lot.
如果你知道怎么静心禅坐的话，你就会知道要如何卖，你就很会卖，你就会变得很有钱。
And you can help other people.
你就可以帮助很多人。
So tonight we will try just a little bit of meditation.
所以今天我们会试试一些简单的静心禅坐。
And I'm going to ask Jessica to lead us in the meditation.
那我会带领大家进入这个静心禅坐。那我们今天要跟大家介绍的这个静心禅坐呢，是要介绍的是禅坐的两大敌人之一，也就是不休息的脑。那现在什么叫做不休息的脑呢？请大家静静的闭上你的眼睛。那当我们静心禅坐的时候，我们必须选一个主题，一个主角。你可以想着，也许是你的敬爱的老师，或者是你的父亲。 或者是你的母亲，任何你心里敬仰的人，然后想象把你自己跟他紧紧地绑在一起。你可以观想你看着他的眼睛，你跟他紧紧地连接在一起，试着将你的心专注在这一点上。好，在心里感谢他们。那现在想想你今天晚上吃了什么，如果你还没吃的话，想想你给他回到家里面冰箱有什么，有什么食物。好，现在再把你的焦点放回你的上司或者父亲母亲，你所敬爱的人身上，去感觉你的心跟他的眼睛紧紧地绑在一起。再想想你今天午餐吃了什么，吃了什么样的菜，什么样的饭，喝了什么饮料。好，现在将你的注意力再拉回来，在你所敬爱的那个人身上，把你的心跟他的眼睛紧紧地绑在一起。好，现在也请大家慢慢打开你的眼睛。Now, can open our eyes. 那大家可以再去察觉这两种感觉的不同。当你的心专注在你的老师敬爱的人身上，和当你想到你的午餐、你的食物的感觉。那这个所谓的午餐心的禅坐冥想，就是你禅坐的第一大敌人。
OK， We go back to the SP.
我们回到 SP。
We said, what takes away your headache is not.Inside aspirin.
我们有说到，让你的头痛不见得并不是在这个阿司匹林里面的东西。
If it was,
如果是的话
，then the aspirin would always work.
那阿司匹林会永远有效。
So what makes the aspirin work?
所以到底是什么让阿司匹林有效的呢
？Something is coming from me.
有什么东西是从我
？Something coming from my mind.
有什么东西是从我的心投射出去
？Sometimes two people have headache.
有时候两个人头痛。
And we both take aspirin.
我们两个人都吃阿司匹林。
One person headache goes away.
有一个人的头痛好了。
One person headache doesn't go away.
另外一个人头痛还是痛。
Why?
为什么会这样
？Inside same.
在里面的成分是一样。
So something coming from me.
所以是什么从我出去的
？Something in my mind.
有一些在我心里面的东西。
Something coming from my mind makes the aspirin work.
有一些从我心里投射出去的东西，让这个阿司匹林有效。
If I don't have that thing in my mind, aspirin won't work.
如果我心里面没有这个，阿司匹林是没有效的。
What is the thing in the mind?
到底心里面的那个东西是什么
？We call seed.
我们说那叫种子。
A seed in the mind.
心里面的种子。
If you have a seed in your mind,
如果你的脑海跟心里面有这个种子
，aspirin will work.
这阿司匹林就有效。
If you don't have a seed in your mind,
如果你心里没有这个种子，
Aspirin won't work.
Aspirin 就不会有效。
Some people will start Herbalife business.
有一些人会开始赫宝福的事业。
And they make a lot of money.
他们会赚很多钱。
Some people save. They start Herbalife business.
有些人也开始赫宝福的事业。
But they don't make money.
但是他们却不赚钱。
The Herbalife is the same.
赫宝福是一样的。
The vitamin is the same.
维他命是一样的。
One person, they get a good idea how to start.
有些人就会有很好的点子可以卖产品。
Other person doesn't get a good idea how to sell.
另外一个人却没有好的点子来卖产品。
Why?
为什么会这样？
Some difference in the mind.
是他们脑海里有什么东西是不一样的。
What makes aspirin work?
到底是什么让阿司匹林有效的呢？
Why one person sells better than the other person?
为什么一个人比另外一个人卖得好呢？
We say,
我们说，
if you want to sell well,
如果你想要卖得好，
if you want to become a good salesperson,
如果你想要变成一个好的业务，
you have to put seed in your mind,
你必须在你的脑海里种下好的种子，
to sell success,
来才可以卖得成功。
How to put the seed in your mind?
如何把这个种子放在你的脑海里呢？
If you want money,
如果你想要钱，
You have to plant the seed for money.
你必须种下财富的种子。
If you want a strong body,
如果你想要强壮的身体，
you have to plant a strong body seed.
你要种下健康身体的种子。
If you want to find a nice boy,
如果你想要碰到一个好的对象，
you have to plant that seed.
你必须种下那个种子。
Because these things coming from the mind.
因为这些都是从你的心跟脑出来的。
Aspirin is the same.
阿司匹林是一样的。
Chemical is the same.
化学成分是一样的。
Inside is the same.
在里面是一样的。
But it works differently.
但是用不同的方式作用。
Because different seeds in different mind.
因为在不同的脑海跟心里有不同的种子。
If I have seed in my mind,
如果我的心里有种子，
for headache to go away,
让头痛可以不见，
aspirin will work.
阿司匹林就会有效。
If I don't have this seed in my mind,
如果我没有这个种子在我的脑海里，
aspirin won't work.
阿司匹林就没效。
This is why.
这也是为什么。
Different people.
不同的人。
Take the same aspirin.
吃一样的阿司匹林。
Some people success.
有些人成功。
No headache.
没有头痛。
Some people, the headache doesn't go away.
有些人的头痛并不会不见。
Some people try to sell Herbalife.
有些人试着卖产品。
They make a lot of money.
他们赚很多钱。
Some people sell the same thing.
有些人卖一样的东西。
They don't make money.
却不赚钱。
Why?
为什么？
It's not inside the Herbalife product.
并不是在赫宝福的产品里。
It's the seed in your mind.
是你脑海里的种子。
I'm a monk.
我是一个出家人。
My business, I only work six months every year.
我一年只工作六个月。
I only work 3 days every week.
我一个礼拜只工作三天。
I always go home at 5 o'clock.
我每天都五点回家。
And I take 2 hour lunch.
而且我吃饭都吃两个小时午餐。
But still make money.
但还是赚钱啊。
Why?
为什么？
I know how to plant the seed.
因为我知道如何种下种子。
Just put the seed in the mind.
只要把种子放到你的脑海里就好。
Business money will come. You cannot stop it.
钱会一直来，你停不了。
So what seed do you need?
所以你需要的是什么种子呢？
I'll tell you just beginning.
我会跟你讲，但是你一定初期。
Then today and tomorrow and next few days we can talk more.
今天、明天还有未来的几天，我们可以讲得更深。
If I want to make money,
如果我想赚钱
，I need to put the seed in my mind.
我必须要在脑海里放下这个种子。
To make money,
来赚钱的种子。
How?
如何
？I have to help other person make money.
我必须帮助其他人赚钱。
This sounds very strange.
这听起来奇怪吧？
If I want to make a good Herbalife business,
如果我想要做一个好的赫宝福的事业，
the product is the same.
产品是一样的。
Everybody is selling the same thing.
每个人都卖一样的东西。
Some of you will be success.
有些人会成功。
Some of you will not.
有些人不会。
Why?
为什么？
Some people have seed in their mind.
因为有些人有那样的种子在脑海里。
Some people don't have seed in your mind.
有些人没有种子。
If I don't have seed in my mind,
如果我的脑海里没有种子，
to make money,
赚钱的种子，
how do I put the seed in my mind?
我要怎么放这些种下这些种子吗？
This is very beautiful.
这很美丽哦。
You have to help other person to make money.
你必须帮助别人赚钱。
If you want to make money,
如果你想赚钱，
you have to help the other person to make money.
你要帮助别人赚钱。
Someone call you on the phone from Kaohsiung.
如果有人从高雄打电话给你。
And they say, my cousin, they want to buy some Herbalife products.
然后有人跟你说，哦，我的那个表兄妹想要买赫宝福的东西。
What should you do?
你要怎么做？
Should you go to Kaohsiung?
你要去高雄吗？
No.
你不应该去。
You telephone.
你打电话。
Your friend.
你打电话给你的朋友。
They are selling Herbalife product in Kaohsiung.
你的朋友在高雄卖赫宝福的东西。
You tell them my cousin called me.
你跟他说我表兄妹打电话给我。
They want to buy Herbalife product.
他们想要买赫宝福的东西。
You sell them.
你去卖给他们。
You go to sell.
你去卖。
You are living in their city.
因为你住在他们那边。
I'm giving you that business.
我把这个生意给你做。
I hope you make money.
我希望你能够赚到钱。
When you have this good heart,
当你有这一份好的心，
when you try to help the other people,
当你帮助别人
to make money,
赚钱，
it puts money seed in your mind.
他会把财富的种子放在你的脑海里。
Then in Taipei,
然后在台北的时候，
five people will call you.
有五个人就会打电话来。
Not one.
不是一个哦。
Five.
五个。
This is how you grow business.
这是你让业绩成长的方法。
It's real.
这是真的哦。
I did it.
我是这么做到的。
My company doubled every year for 15 years, every year.
我的公司连续15年，每一年的业绩都是双倍成长。
100% growth every year.
每一年都是100%双倍成长。
Fastest growing manufacturing company in the history of New York City.
在纽约市的历史里面是成长最快速的制造商。
Why?
为什么？
I'm just monk.
我只是个出家人。
I don't know anything about business.
我一点也不懂。
I don't even know accounting. I don't know anything.
我根本也不懂会计。
But I know seeds.
但我知道种子。
If you want to your business,
如果你希望你的生意
to grow,
成长的话，
you have to help the other Herbalife people to grow their business.
你必须帮助其他的赫宝福会员也能够业绩成长。
This put the seed in your mind.
因为这会在你的脑海里种下种子。
Then it grows 5 times, 10 times, 100 times.
五倍、十倍、一百倍的成长。
I go all around the world.
我在全世界。
I have one backpack.
我有一个包包。
It's my magic backpack.
它是我神奇的包包。
Why?
为什么呢？
People put money in it.
因为人家会把钱放
进去。I don't know when.
我也不知道什么时候。
I don't know where.
我也不晓得在哪里。
Every time I open, there's money.
我每次包包一打开，里面就有钱。
There's more money than before.
每次都会比之前还要多。
I don't know where it came from.
我都不晓得怎么来。
One day I found $100,000 in my.
我有一天在里面发现10万块。
I didn't know who put it there.
我也不晓得谁放进去了。
Because I have the seed.
因为我有那样的种子。
Because I help other people to make their business.
因为我帮助别人来创造他们事业，
money will come to you.
钱就会向我来。
We don't understand this.
我们不了解这个。
We think, oh, I should take the business from Kaohsiung. I should sell that.
我们常觉得我们必须把高雄的生意拿来，应该我去卖，应该我去。
If you do that, you don't make a seed in the mind.
这样子的话，你就没有在你的脑海里放那个种子。
Give to other people business opportunity.
让别人有做生意的机会。
Help your friend to do their Herbalife business.
帮助你的朋友能够做赫宝福的企业。
Then your business will grow like double every year.
那你的生意就会每一年都双倍成长。
This is not some religious thing.
这并跟宗教没关系哦。
This is business.
这是商业哦。
This is how to make money.
这就是赚钱的方法。
Then you can use the money to help the poor people.
然后你就可以把这赚的钱拿去帮助别人啊。
How does that seed work?
那这个种子是怎么运作的呢？
Why does this work?
为什么会运作呢？
We will explain after the break.
我们休息之后呢，再跟大家说明。
So right now we will take a break.
现在我们是休息时间。那
have some refreshment.
旁边有东西可以吃。
But I have to tell you something.
但是我要先跟你讲。
Ready, Mimo? There are some other things happening.
还有一些其他的事情。
Let me see.
我看一下。
Yeah, just some announcements.
要一些宣布一些事。
First thing.
第一。
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
三四五呢？
There will be a special retreat.
我们会有个特别的闭经会。
For Herbalife and small business. And three days we will stay together.
三天我们都会在一起。
And work very hard.
然后会很努力。
How to plant the seed.
如何种下种子。
And then you can really succeed.
那就真的会成功。
So try to come to that.
试着来报名。
And so if you don't have time,
如果你没有时间，没关系。
Then Saturday, oh, that will be in Westlake Resort, 苗苗栗。
对，三天的闭境会在那个西湖度假村，苗栗西湖度假村。
If you don't have time,
如果你没有时间。
Saturday and Sunday in Taipei.
礼拜六、礼拜天在台北的那个亚太会馆。
Oh, Agora Hotel.
对，在亚太会馆。
We will also do again.Special thing.
我们会做一个特别的进阶工作坊，上个闭经会的也可以来。
Going to teach you about how to meditate.
我们会教你如何静坐。
For success.
为了走向成功的路。
How to meditate for success.
如何迈向成功的道路。
You have that poster? This is a special teaching.
这是一个很特别的教导。
Very old.
非常非常古老。
Comes from Tibet and India.
从西藏印度来的。
And it explains how to make the mind strong.
它在说明如何让你的脑能够强壮。
My teacher taught me this.
我的老师教我这个，我的上师。
And I used to grow my business.
我用这个方法来让我的生意成长。
And I want to teach you.
我想要教给你。
I never taught to anybody in Taiwan.
我从来没有在台湾教过这堂课。
It will take 2 days.
两天的时间。
Saturday and Sunday.
礼拜六、礼拜天。
So if you have time.
如果你有时间的话。
Come to that.
可以来，可以跟口报名。
We made translation into Chinese.
然后我们都已经把它翻译成中文了。
You will be the first people in Taiwan.
你会是台湾最先接触到的人。
What's the other thing?
手上的明信片都有。
On Saturday night, after we finish this.
当我们礼拜六晚上上完工作坊之后呢，我们会到那个。
I will give talk at Pure Yoga.
他会在 Pure Yoga 瑜伽中心。
At their new.
他们新开了一个庆城馆。
This is about Bodhisattva, 菩萨。
这是关于菩萨。
How to be Bodhisattva.
如何成为一位菩萨。
Then Sunday night.
那星期天。
After the meditation finishes,
星期天的工作坊结束的时候
I will go to Elan.
他会到宜兰
And teaching 心经
教心经
So if you want to know about that,
所以如果你要知道我的行程
We will do it in 宜兰
我们就会在宜兰
Then also the lady who sang with me.
还有那个刚刚跟他一起唱歌的马赛菲里小姐。
She is a very famous singer in America.
她是美国很有名的歌星。
And she has some albums.
那她有一些唱片。
Which you can buy.
你可以买 CD.
I like it. It's my favorite album.
是我最喜欢的音乐。
I'm not on that album.
我没唱，我没有在里面唱。
Those of you, if you know how to do yoga,
那如果你会做瑜伽的人呢？
Tonight is the first release of a special yoga.
今天我们第一次带来这个尼姑妈瑜伽的 DVD.
This is yoga for business people.
这是商业人士的瑜伽。
It was made by a woman.
这是有一位女士。
Her name is 尼姑妈。
一个叫尼姑妈的女士。
She lived 1,000 years ago.
1,000 years ago, 她活在1,000 years ago.
And she taught a special yoga for busy people.
她特别教为忙碌的人设计的。
And I do every day.
我每天都做。
And makes me very strong.
让我非常的健康强壮。
You can try it.
你可以试试看。
We will teach you this week.
我们会教你这个礼拜。
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
我们三四五都会教你。
Or Saturday.
六日我们都会教你如何做。
I will teach you how to do.
这个尼姑妈瑜伽。
It's not that difficult. Everybody.
它一点都不困难，每个人都可以做。
Before I was very pump.
以前我很胖。
Then I started to do this yoga.
后来我就开始做。
Now I do ballet.
现在我还会跳芭蕾。
Okay.
那都在外面自由赞助了。
Last thing, If you want a copy of tonight's talk,
如果你今天晚上的演讲，你想要留那个档案的话
，or I gave a talk in in Taiwan before and in Shanghai, Hong Kong.
那我之前在台湾也有一些讲座的那个音声音。
You can get copy.
你可以拿到那个档案。
On the internet.
在网络上。
It's free.
免费的。
Okay, so after this finish.
所以这个结束之后。
If something you don't remember about aspirin.
你不记得的话，阿司匹林。
You can go to the internet. It's free.
你可以上网去下载。
And all the talk which I gave in Taiwan last 5 years.
我过去五年的演讲。
It's on the internet for free.
都在网络上免费让你下载。
How to have good relationship?
如何有圆满的关系
？How to stay young?
如何保有健康
？How to make money?
如何赚钱
？These things you can learn from the internet.
这些你都可以在网络上下载。
Or we have a, what do you call? Like iPod.
我们外面有那个很像 iPod MP3。
Yeah, and there's one person, she is selling them.
在外面你可以买那个 MP3 里面有下载。
I told her, you are selling water at the river.
我跟她讲说你是在河边卖水。
Because it's already free on the internet.
因为在网络上就免费啊，你还在河边卖水。
People like to have their own.
可是那个女士说，那大家会喜欢想要把它带走啊。
Then she's using that money to put more on the internet.
那那位女士会拿大家赞助给她的钱来把更多的教导免费上载到网络上，让人下载。
For free.
免费让人下载。
So if you'd like to help her, you can see that.
所以如果你要帮助她的话，她出去就会看到。
Then I can sign books here.
那我会在这边签书。
Or I can, you can take.
或者是跟大家照相。
We won't take much time.
我们不会花太多时间哦。
We will make a line.
我们要排队。
But if we have to stop the photo and the sign.
但是我们如果突然停止照相，为了签名或者是怎么
？I will stay after the talk.
那我之后演讲完，我还会留下来在这里。
I will stay until the last person is finished.
我会一直在这边待到大家都签到。
So you don't have to worry.
所以你不用担心。
I told in Shanghai I will stay until the last person.
我在上海的时候，我说我会一直留到最后一个人。
It took me 4 hours.
他说4个小时。
But it's okay. I will stay.
没关系，我还是会待下来。
So now we will do some people and then have some good refreshment and then come back. Okay.
那我们现在可以吃东西或者签书，然后或者出去报名，然后我们等一下再开始上课。那现在大家。
Last thing.
最后呢，最后我要说的是。
Some of the staff.
有一些。
Diamond cutter staff.
有一些工作人员。
If you have question.
如果你有问题的话。
They can help you.
这些我们的像金刚学院的老师都可以回答你，他们都会在前面。
I'm going to ask them to come up here on the stage.
你们都可以问他问题。
Eric Brinkman.
Eric.
Come on. Mercedes Baleda. Darcy Jones.
那他们都是金刚学院的老师，你们有什么问题都可以问他们。
Christine Walsh. Alistair Holmes. John Benton. Xia Liang. Aura Mintz. Jamie Plank. Rob Ho. Jessica Sun Ho.Shu Lun Chan and Wei Qi. If you have a question during the break, or if you have a question after the talk.
如果你们有问题的话，就可以跟排队问他们，那或者之后结束也可以。
Or if you have very difficult question.
如果你有很难的问题。
You ask to them, not to me.
你问他们，不要问我。
Okay, they will help you.
他们会帮你。
Okay, have a good discussion.
好，休息。
想合照，可以把照相机给这个戴黄领带的先生，然后他会帮你们拍。
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Get them to open each book exactly what you have signed it and stack it that way.
She has a question, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, let's start again. We're going to have one more little meditation. We'll practice a little bit today, two times, and then tomorrow two times.
接下去我们还会有一个小小的冥想。今天我们做两个冥想，前面做了一个，接下去还要做一个。
Then John Bentham is a very good teacher from New York.
John Bentham 是来自纽约的非常好的老师。
Who lived in Shanghai for a long time.
在上海生活了多年。
And he stole a very beautiful wife from Shanghai.
他从上海偷走了一个很美的妻子。
So he's going to give us meditation now.
所以他现在要带我们做一个冥想。
Before we start the meditation, I just want to talk a little bit about what we're going to do.
在我们开始冥想之前呢，我想先讲一讲我们要做的是什么。
Geshe Michael has been telling us about what a powerful tool meditation is and how we can use this to understand how to make an aspirin that always works.
格西麦克刚才跟我们说，解释了冥想的这个力量，它有多么的有用，怎么样我们可以运用冥想来让一颗阿司匹林变成有一直都有用的阿司匹林。
To really understand this idea, you need to be able to meditate.
要真正明白格西说的这个道理，你必须要冥想。
To really be able to meditate well, you need to be able to recognize some of the enemies that can arise when you are meditating.
那要让冥想做得成功，你必须要能够认得出在冥想当中你会遇到的敌人。
I just saw this movie recently, and they had one of the bad guys. He's sitting in the audience of a movie theater.
最近我看到了一部电影，电影里面呢，就是在观众席里面坐的一个坏人，但是坏人就藏在观众里面。
And in the old days, in the movie theater, they would show, they'd say, "Have you seen this man? He's a very bad man."
那在以前呢，放电影的时候，他电影里面会说，你们有没有看到过这个人呢？就是这个嫌疑犯，他是个很坏的人呢。
Say, look to your left.
他说，电影里面会跟观众讲，朝你的左面看。
Look to your right.
朝你的右面看。
He could be sitting next to you right now.
他很有可能现在就坐在你的身边。
You need to know so that you can go tell the police right away.
你必须要知道他的模样，你才可以马上去报警。
And the same can happen to us in meditation.
同样的事情会在冥想当中发生。
We feel we are meditating very nicely.
我们觉得自己好像冥想得很不错。
But in actual fact, the enemy of meditation is right next to us and has actually taken over the meditation.
但事实上呢，你冥想当中那个敌人就坐在你的身边，就在你旁边，再把你的冥想给带走。
So earlier we heard about this enemy of thinking about lunch.
之前就上半部分我们认出的那个敌人就是一直去想着午餐吃什么。
So we look to the left to recognize that enemy.
所以我们要向左看，认得那个敌人的模样。
But now we need to know what enemy is on the other side.
现在我们要来看一看我们右边坐的那个敌人是什么样子。
I think this enemy is especially dangerous.
我觉得这个敌人非常危险。
This enemy masquerades as our friend.
这个敌人伪装成我们的朋友。
This is the enemy where we are meditating.
这个敌人就是当我们在冥想的时候。
We feel so relaxed.
我们觉得非常放松。
So calm.
很平稳。
Almost like drifting off.
几乎就像要飘走了。
Very nice.
很舒服。
Oh, I had such nice meditation.
哎呀，我今天冥想做的真是太好了。
It felt like I got extra 20 minutes of sleep.
就好像睡了20分钟打了个盹的感觉。
This is our enemy.
这是我们的敌人。
We feel very pleasant.
因为我们感觉很好。
However, we're just taking a little nap.
但实际上我们没有冥想，是在睡觉。
And taking a nap is not meditation.
睡觉不是冥想。
A dullness of the mind is not meditation.
意识变得昏沉不是冥想。
Your mind will become like what you practice.
你的意识会变得跟你一直练习的对象一样。
If you practice a dull sleeping meditation, your mind will become dull and sleeping.
如果你一直去练习这种昏昏沉沉的睡着的这种冥想，那你的意识就会一直昏昏沉沉。
So we need to practice the type of meditation that will give us the skill to be very clear, very sharp.
所以我们要去练习一种冥想。可以让我们的意识能够变得非常的敏锐，非常的明亮。
The type of meditation will train our mind to understand how to create an aspirin that will work every time.
我们要做的冥想是可以让我们获得一个意识，这个意识可以创造出一颗一直都有用的阿司匹林。
So we'll do a little meditation.
所以我们来做一个冥想。
And we'll try to recognize this enemy.
在这个冥想当中，我们要来认一认这一个敌人。
So for good meditation, we should sit up nice and tall. So let's sit that way, nice and tall.
要做好的冥想，必须要坐直，所以我们大家都把背挺起来，坐直。
Allow your eyes to close.
把你的眼睛闭起来。
Just allow your breath to breathe your body without controlling your breath.
就让呼吸非常顺畅自然的，不要去刻意的控制呼吸。
Think of a very special teacher.
想的一位你的非常特别的老师。
Someone who helped you tremendously in your life.
是在你的生命当中给过你非常巨大帮助的老师。
The type of teacher who was motivated to teach you because they care about you, because they saw some potential in you that you did not see in yourself.
这位老师看到了你自己都没有看到的潜能，他看到你的希望，他就有动机来帮助你，是这样的一位老师。
See vividly their loving eyes.
非常生动地看到这位老师的非常慈爱的目光。
Feel a chill go through your spine.
在看到他眼睛的时候，觉得你的背上像一道那种电流一样。
As you think of how precious this teacher is to you.
因为你想，这位老师对你来说非常的珍贵。
Feel very relaxed.
感觉很放松。
Very, very relaxed.
非常非常的放松。
Your head might start to bow forward a little bit.
你的头有可能会向前低下来。
As you feel more relaxed.
你越来越在想着你的老师。
See their eyes.
看到他的眼睛。
Feel it wash over your body.
看到你的老师的眼睛的目光洗刷你的整个身体。
This exquisite feeling of gratitude.
感觉到心里面超乎寻常的感激。
And allow your eyes to open.
然后眼睛可以睁开来。
Okay, so we have to know how to recognize the enemy.
所以我们必须要学会如何认出那位敌人。
And when we see them, we have to do something about it.
当我们认出他来之后，我们必须要采取行动。
We try to end on a high note.
我们在冥想里面要在非常好的时候见好就收。
Because I didn't want to leave you feeling drowsy.
因为我们不想在刚才冥想结束的时候让你昏昏沉沉的出来。
Because your mind needs to be sharp for what Geshe-la is going to teach us next.
因为要听接下去格西说的话，你必须要保持非常清醒的意识。
谢谢你们。
We need the staff up here who are doing the question and answer. We will have question and answer.
我们之后会有问答的时间。
With Eric.
有艾利克 Eric.
Jamie.
Jamie.
And Liam.
和李阳。
Okay, can you come? So we have some questions that people ask.
我们现在手上有一些朋友们问的问题。
And this will be the last thing that we do tonight, I think.
这是我们今天晚上的最后一个日程上的事情。
So I have some questions. If there are more questions, you can give them to me, okay?
如果你们还有其他的问题，可以写下来传上来。
But I'll start with these questions which I have.
我们先从手上的这几个问题开始。
Can you answer this one? Okay, this is a question for Jamie.
这个问题是问 Jamie 老师的。
Geshe-la said.
说格西说了。
Nothing works.
一切都没有用。
Aspirin doesn't work.
阿司匹林没用的。
Vitamin doesn't work.
维他命也没用。
Light doesn't work.
灯也没用。
Microphone doesn't work.
麦克风没用。
If nothing works.
假如一切都没有用的话
，If aspirin doesn't work，
如果阿司匹林没有用的话
，Then I think everyone should stop taking aspirin。
那我觉得所有人都应该停止吃阿司匹林。
What do you say about that？
你觉得呢
？It's a very difficult question。
这是个很难的问题。
It's a very interesting question。
也是个很有意思的问题。
Because if you really think about it，
如果你真的去想一想。
We already proved that aspirin doesn't work.
我们刚才已经证明给大家看，阿司匹林是没用的。
Because if there was something inside of this aspirin,
因为如果这个阿司匹林里面有一样东西
which takes away a headache,
可以把你的头痛带走。
Then every time I take this aspirin,
那么我每一次吃阿司匹林的时候
it would work to take away a headache.
它就会可以把我的头痛带走。
So if this aspirin is why my headache went away,
所以如果说阿司匹林是我头痛好了的原因的话
it would work every time.
那么它就应该每一次都有用。
And because it only works sometimes,
但正因为它只是有时候有用
we can say it doesn't work.
我们就可以说它其实没用。
So there's something else going on.
那么就有其他的一件事情在发生。
I have some seed in my mind.
我的意识里面有一些种子。
And when the seed opens,
当这一颗种子开了，成熟了。
If I have a seed for my headache to go away,
如果我有那个可以让我头痛好起来的种子，
then the aspirin will work.
那这个阿司匹林就会有用。
But if I don't have the seed,
但如果我没有那颗种子，
I can take the same aspirin,
我可以吃同样这一颗阿司匹林，
and nothing will happen.
任何事情都不会发生。
So if that's true, and if I have this seed, why can't I just find a rock on the ground?
那你就问，如果这是真的，如果我有那个种子，那我为什么不可以在地上捡一块石头起来吃呢？
Why can't I just take the rock and eat the rock, and then my headache will go away, right?
为什么我不可以在路上捡了那块石头吃下去了，然后头痛就好了呢？
But it doesn't work that way.
可是这个也是行不通的，对吧？
We have to make the distinction, how versus why.
我们必须在如何和为何之间做出区别。
The aspirin is how my headache goes away.
阿司匹林是让我的头痛走掉的一个方法，就是如何。
Why my headache goes away is because I have the seed in my mind.
那么我的头痛为什么会好的原因就是为何那是我意识里的种子
If I have the seed in my mind and the seed ripens
假如我的意识里有那颗种子而且种子成熟了
It will ripen as an aspirin that works
它就会成熟为一颗有用的阿司匹林
So really the aspirin is only a vehicle、for the seed to ripen in my life
所以阿司匹林其实是让这颗种子在我的世界当中成熟起来的一个工具一个媒介
But we'll talk more about this tomorrow night.
关于这点，明天晚上我们会更多的来讲。
You have to understand more technique about how to plant a seed.
你必须要去明白如何种种子的一些技巧。
There's something about our world, the world that we live in.
我们生活的这个世界。
That if you have a seed for your headache to go away.
有这样的一个特点，如果你有可以让头痛好起来的种子
，It is more likely to ripen as an aspirin than a rock.
那它更加有可能以阿司匹林的形式成熟，而不是以一颗石头的形式成熟起来。
But you have to think about this is very important. This idea of how versus why.
但是你必须要去想一想，我们刚才说的为何和如何，就是方法和原因之间的区别。
The aspirin is how my head.
阿司匹林只是一个方法，一个媒介。
The why is the seed in my mind.
那个让媒介有用的那个原因，是我意识里的种子。
So then understanding seeds in the mind is the most important thing you could ever learn.
那你就明白了，意识里面的种子这个道理是你可以学到的最最重要的一个道理。
Because it's the real cause to make anything you want.
因为这是一个真正可以让你获得任何你想要的东西的原因。
And we'll talk about this more tomorrow night.
明天晚上我们会更多的来讲这个问题。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。
That will do this third. I want to give him one first. A question for Venerable Eric.
接下去这个问题是给Eric。老师的。
Geshe Michael said.
格西说。
He said, if you want make your business successful.
如果你想让你的事业成功。
If you want to sell a lot of Herbalife products.
如果你想要卖很多的赫宝福的产品。
You should help other people to sell their Herbalife products.
那你应该去帮助别人，帮他们去卖赫宝福产品。
But I have a question for you.
但是我有一个问题要问你。
I know some people very successful in Herbalife.
我认识一些赫宝福非常成功的人士。
But they're not helping other Herbalife people at all.
可是他们根本就没有去帮助过别的什么赫宝福的会员，他们不帮助别人。
This seems like a problem with your system.
好像跟你说的这个体系有矛盾，这是个问题。
Okay, so we get this question a lot.
这样子的问题我们经常会被问到。
We call it the why the wicked prosper question.
Why bad people prosper? 就是这个问题我们把它归类为为什么坏人会成功会发财。
So the idea is that the seed analogy.When we talk about planting a seed in the mind, is really appropriate.
就是说，我们在讲那个种子的时候，就是在我们的意识当中种种子的时候，我们要用这个道理来回答这个问题。
Because seeds in the mind, just like seeds that you plant in the soil, they take time to grow.
你意识里边种下去的种子和在土壤里边种下去的种子是一样的，它要花一定的时间才可以长成一棵植物。
I really like to drink orange juice. We make fresh orange juice every morning.
我非常喜欢喝鲜橙汁，我每天早上都会榨鲜橙汁。
So if I use my last orange and I make all the juice and there's only and the oranges are all finished.
如果我用完了所有的橙子，我用了最后一个橙子来榨汁，所有的橙子都用光了。
Then I just take the one seed out of the pulp.
然后。我就会把橙子里面留下来的那一个籽。
And I go outside and I put it in a pot, right? And I wait for my orange.
到门外去种到一个盆里面，一个土里面，然后等着我的橙子长出来。
right? That's what you do?
这是你去做的事情，对吗？
No, right? It takes time.
这要花时间的。
I'm not sure exactly how long it takes an orange tree to grow and ripen and have oranges.
我不太清楚要让一颗橙子的种子从一个种子长到一棵树可以结成那个果子需要多少时间。
But it takes longer than for me to go to the store anyway.
但是这个花的时间肯定要比我去商店买的时间要长得多。
So we say that this problem, that I need something and it takes the time for the seed to come in.The seed to come back, we call that the time gap.
所以这样的一个问题就是说，当我需要一样东西的时候，我去种这个种子，可是这个种子要花时间才可以长成我要的那个东西。这个问题我们叫做时差问题。
So it's the biggest problem with understanding how to plant seeds in the mind.
这是在理解种子这个道理的时候遇到了一个非常大的问题。
Because we say, oh, I did something nice for my friend, but I got nothing good back.
因为你可能会想，哎呀，我为我的朋友做了一件非常善良的事情，可是我什么回报都没有得到。
Because nothing happened right away.
因为我们说，事情不是立马就会回来的。
Or we see one person who is very stingy, but they have a lot of money.
但是我们也看到有的人很小气，很吝啬，可是他钱很多。
They're very successful in Herbalife.
在赫宝福做得很成功。
And we say, oh, well, you can be stingy and be successful.
所以你就会以为说我可以变成为一个很吝啬的人，然后我就可以发财。
But what we don't understand is that the reason why that person at Herbalife who is stingy now is successful is because in the past they were generous.
可是我们不明白的是，这一位现在吝啬、现在发财的这一个人，他之所以发财，不是因为现在吝啬，而是在过去他有慷慨过。
Somehow, somewhere to someone in the past, they were kind.
在过去的某个时候、某个地方，他对某个人很慷慨。
And they gave someone something that they needed.
给了那一个别人，他们所需要的一样东西。
And you say, but oh, how could that ripen if someone being a, you know, how could they have $1 million from just doing one nice thing?
那你就问，那为什么他只做了一件好事情就可以收获百万的这个现金呢？
And then we have to go back and look at a seed and how a seed works.
那我们就还是要回到种子上来看种子是如何运作的。
I looked it up on Google.
我在这个 Google 上面查了一下。
One acorn weighs maybe a few ounces, right?
一颗橡树的果实，橡果大概就几克重。
It's this big.
很小，这么大。
Then it grows into a tree that's 60 feet tall and 60 feet wide and weighs 1,500 pounds.
那长成的这个树又高又大，很粗壮，要重三吨。
So you tell me, can you do one nice thing, get a big result?
所以我问你，你回答我，你可不可以因为做了一件善事，获得一个很大的好结果？接下去的一个问题是问我的。这个问题说的是我如何才可以种让阿司匹林对我有用的种子，我怎么才可以种下一个种子使得我吃阿司匹林的时候我的头痛可以好起来。So the question for me is, how do I plant a seed for aspirin to work for me? 这个问题非常好，因为我们听了那么多关于种子的道理，肯定大家会想要问，那我到底怎么才可以让种子对我有用，可以种下去那个种子，让我吃阿司匹林每一次都可以头痛好起来。我们说刚才林鹏老师回答了一个时差的问题，他说这一个现在发财的人，他是因为他过去做过一件慷慨的事情，做过一件善事，帮助过别人，那其实是一样的道理。如果你想要在现在此时此刻头痛的时候吃的那颗阿司匹林让你的头痛好起来，你必须要有那个种子，就是在你过去的时候种下的，你有帮助过别人。可以是很多各种各样的事情，可以是你给别人分享了阿司匹林，你如果有朋友头痛，你说啊，你吃一颗阿司匹林希望你可以好起来，这样的一颗善心做了这样一件好事，种下的种子就可以让你在未来头痛的时候，你吃的阿司匹林就是有用的阿司匹林。 还有一些你可以做的事情，比方说去帮助生病的人，到医院里面去做义工啊，或者照顾身边身体不太好的朋友啊、家人啊，或者去帮助孤独的老人啊等等。只要是去帮助别人、保护他人的生命的，对他人的生活健康起到帮助的这些事情，都可以在你的意识里面种下那一颗让你以后每次头痛吃阿司匹林都有用的种子。So this question was partly answered by Teacher Eric just now. He was saying the reason why someone is successful now is because they planted a seed for generosity. They helped someone in the past. They did a kind thing in the past. So the same thing, if you want the aspirin to work for you in the future, when you take it, when you have a headache, you have to do something to help other people, to protect other people's life. There are many things you can do, like you can share aspirin with a friend when they have a headache, or you can go to hospital and help sick people, or you can just take care of people who are having a health problem, or just any problem. Protect other people's lives in many ways. Then you will plant the seeds for aspirin to work for you every time in the future when you have a headache.
I'll do one last question.
格西还要回答最后一个问题。
So Geshe La said,
这个问题说格西讲了。
If I want my Herbalife business to succeed,
如果我想要我的赫宝福的事业获得成功，
I should help other person's Herbalife business.
我应该去帮助别人的事业成功。
And then it will put a seed in my mind.
这样呢就会在我的意识里种下一颗种子。
And this will make my business go up.
这就会让我的事业蒸蒸日上。
And I believe him.
我相信他说的这个事情。
Because he made so much money.
因为他自己赚到了那么多钱。
With no business training.
他自己是在没有任何的商业背景、没有任何培训的情况下就赚到那么多钱。
But I have a problem.
但是我有一个问题。
It seems very selfish.
这个事情看起来好像是很自私的一个行为。
You are helping the other person to succeed in Herbalife.
你在帮助赫宝福的另外一个会员获得成功。
But in your mind,
但是你心里想的是
you don't want to help them.
你不是帮助那个人。
You want come back to you.
你希望那个结果回到你自己这里来。
Then really you are only thinking about yourself.
所以事实上你只想到自己。
And you're not thinking about other person.
你没有在为他人着想。
And I have a problem with that.
这个事情让我很困惑。
I will give example.
我会给你一个例子。
Okay. I'm going to use some money.
我要用钱来说这个道理。我没钱。
Okay. Oh, okay. Ooh. $100.
100美元。
So I don't have any money.
我没钱。
I have to. He's giving me $100.
杰米老师给了我100美元。
Then together.
然后我们两个一起。
How much do we have?
我们有多少钱？
Just 100.
就100美元。
In this world, two people.
在这个两人世界里面。
There is only $100.
就只有100美元。
And I have $100.
我有100美元。
I want to make more money.
我想要赚更多的钱。
I want to make $100 into $1,000.
我想把这个100美元变成1,000美元。
How to do?
我怎么做？
He's starting Herbalife business.
他正在要开创一个赫宝福的事业。
I also have Herbalife business.
我呢也在做赫宝福。
He needs money to start his business.
他需要钱才可以这个起步。
I should give him money.
那我就应该把钱给他。
I give it to him.
我把钱给他。
Now this time is very important.
这个时刻非常重要。
This is the time of planting the seed in my mind.
这个就是种子被种下去的那一刻。
In my mind.
在我的意识里面。
I should be happy.
我应该非常的开心。
Don't be like this.
不要这样子的去给钱。要这样的给。
Feel happy.
很开心的给。
And think, oh. now his business will succeed.
然后就想啊，现在我给了他钱，他的事业就可以成功。
I am helping his business.
我在帮助他。
Then give the money.
然后给钱。
When in the moment that I let go.
当我的手放掉，我放手的那一刻。
With happy mind.
要心里很开心。
Seed comes in my mind.
这个种子就种下了。
Then after 1 month.
然后过了一个月。
I see very good opportunity to sell more Herbalife product, my product.
我就会看到在我面前出现了很好的机会，可以让我去卖赫宝福产品。
Some people see many opportunities all the time.
有的人总是可以看到许多的机会。
Some people never see opportunity.
有的人总是看不到机会。
Why?
为什么？
If you help his business,
如果你帮助他的事业，
you put seed in your mind.
你就在你的意识里种了种子。
You see many chances to make good business.
你就会看到许许多多可以让事业发展的机会。
Then you will get $1,000 business.
然后你就可以获得$1,000的生意。
If you give 100.
如果你给出去的是$100的话。
Because he said.
因为他说。
The tree grows bigger than the seed.
这个树要长得比种子大得多。
The seed is 100.
种子就是$100.
The tree is 1,000.
这棵树是$1,000.
Now, is he happy?
那他开心吗？
He got $100.
他拿到$100了。
Am I happy?
那我开心吗？
I got 1,000.
我得到$1,000呢。
How many people happy?
多少个人开心？
Two. It's not a problem.
这不是问题。
He's very happy.
他很开心。
I'm also happy.
我也开心。
Now, last question. Do you have that? That's okay. We'll do it later. The globe. If Ram holds over there, put the globe up. It's the next question. Now, in our world.
然后在我们的这个世界里面。
Before.
以前。
There was only $100.
只有$100。
Now, how much in our world?
现在这个两人世界有多少钱？
$1,100.
1,100美元。
Before, in our world, 100.
以前我们这个两人世界只有$100。
Now, 1,100.
现在成了1,100美元。
More, our economy went up 10 times.
我们两人世界的这个经济增长了10倍。
Everybody has more money.
每个人都有更多的钱。
So now we finished 4 questions.
那我们四个问题回答完了。
I have a question for you.
我对你们有一个问题。
If you answer, you can go home.
如果你回答出来，你就可以回家。
What will happen in Herbalife company in Taiwan if every Herbalife person helps the other person?
如果赫宝福公司的每一个会员都去帮助别的会员，那么这个台湾的赫宝福公司会成为什么样子？
Everybody give money.
每一个人都给钱给别人。
Not one person.
不是一个人。
If everybody helps the other person.
如果每一个人都去帮助别人。
Then inside all of you people.
那么在所有的会员之间
economy will go up.
这个经济就会增长。
You will all have more money.
你们每一个人都会有更多的钱。
It's not a competition.
这不是一个竞争。
We are not fighting for the money.
我们没有为钱要去打仗要斗争。
Not like that.
不是抢。
I give him.
我给他。
I get 1,000.
我就可以拿到1,000。
Both goes up.
两个人的经济状况都好起来。
If you help each other,
如果你们互相帮助
，to make your business,
互相帮助别人的事业。
You tell your friend,
告诉你的朋友。
I saw a good opportunity for your Herbalife business.
我看到你的事业里面有很好的一个机会。
You can make a lot of money.
你可以通过这个机会赚很多钱。
Then you help each other to make money.
那么你们两个互相帮助赚钱。
Everybody's making more seeds.
每一个人都在种很多的种子。
The economy of this group will go up.
这一群人的经济就会好起来。
All of you will make money at the same time.
每一个人都会在同时赚到钱。
Help each other.
互相帮助。
It makes the seed.
就会种下那颗种子。
Last question.
最后一个问题。
What will happen if everybody in the world tries this system?
如果世界上的每一个人都去尝试这个理念的话，这个世界会怎么样？
What will happen?
会发生什么？
Everybody will have money.
每个人都会有钱。
In the world, everybody will have money.
世界上所有的人都会有钱。
If everybody use this system,
如果每一个人都用这个理念的话，
everybody happy to give money to other people.
每个人都很开心的去把钱给别人。
Then all of the economy will go up.
那么全球经济就会好起来。
What is the cause of war?
那战争引发战争的原因是什么呢？
Why do countries fight with each other?
为什么国家和国家之间会要打仗？
Money.
钱。
Okay. It's money.
是钱的问题。
Oh, they have money, I don't have money.
哦，他们国家有钱，我们没钱。
They have oil, I don't have oil.
他们有石油，我们没有石油。
Then countries fight with each other.
然后互相打仗。
In this system.
用这个理念。
Everybody is helping other country.
每一个人都会去帮助别的国家。
Because they are helping other country, their country goes up.
因为在帮助别的国家，所以自己的国家就会越来越好。
Then all the countries go up.
那么所有的国家都会越来越好。
So it's not selfish.
所以这不是自私的行为。
It's beautiful.
是很美好的行为。
Everybody has enough money.
每个人都有足够的钱。
All of you have big Mercedes car next year, I think so.
每一个人在明年都可以买到一辆很大的奔驰车。
Okay, we stop there.
我们今天就讲到这里。
Again, I will stay here.
格西老师会留下来。
Sign book.
为大家签名。
Also, I will do tomorrow.
明天也会这样。
So, if you don't want to wait long time, we can do tomorrow.
所以今天如果你不愿意等的话，你可以明天过来。
I won't go home until I finish.
他今天会直到每一个人都签到再回家。
Okay, thank you for coming.
谢谢大家。